I was very excited to hear that they were going to recognize me with that honor. Being an FFA member my 4 years of high school, my dad was an FFA member, my two sons were FFA members, my brother, I mean, it's just been a family of FFA members, and to receive that award and recognition was just amazing, and I'm proud to be to have received that award.
Yeah, and just what did FFA mean to you growing up? I know it wasn't yesterday, it was a few yesterdays ago back in 1977, but I know there are so many different things that you're able to learn, and I think one of the big things is presentation and public speaking, and now you're involved, you know, as a state legislator. I assume that you probably can look back on those days and say, you know, I picked up some pretty important things that have led to my professional development and being able to do the job I'm doing now.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jim. You know, FFA develops leaders. And when I was in FFA, I was served as our secretary and also a sentinel as an office position. And I served as the president of our FFA competitive team when we went to the parliamentary procedures contest. And I lost that by 1 point, and I'm the one that takes the blame for not getting first place in that. But, you know, it does teach you that. And I graduated in May of 77 and joined the Army in August of 77. And I think those leadership and the teamwork and the skills you learn in FFA can help you whatever career field you decide to get into. And, you know, FFA is a lot different now than when it was when I was in school. When I was in school as the Future Farmers of America, now it's FFA because we recognize there's more people who want to participate in some of the leadership programs and some of the opportunities FFA and also 4-H provide. But, you know, it just is a great way to be part of your first team in high school. If you're not on sports, you know, anyone can be an FFA and have a great time and learn a lot.